Welcome to the Elementary Librarian Podcast, where we discuss simple tips and tricks to help you take your school library to the next level. And now your host, Jocelyn Sam.
Hello, everyone, and it's great to be back on the Elementary Librarian Podcast. Today, I'm going to be discussing how Class Dojo is changing my library. I have been using Class Dojo for a couple months now. Hope everyone's been having a great back to school. It's been really, really busy for me, and I'm sure it has for you guys too. Class Dojo is a behavior management system. You can find it online at classdojo.com. And as always, I will have links to everything I discuss on the podcast in the show notes. Just go to elementarylibrarian.com/podcast4. Class Dojo, it is free for educators. It, like I said, is an online behavior management system. And if you're anything like me, I know that librarians often have a hard job where behavior management is concerned, because every homeroom teacher, every class that visits you, they all have their own rules and their own different expectations for their students, unless you maybe have a school-wide discipline program, which we really don't at my school. So each person sort of has their own thing. And for me, it's hard when my students come in because, you know, some of them move a pumpkin, some of them move a star, some of them have strikes, or you know, whatever it is that they have in their classroom. And so all the time when they come in, if someone does something I don't like, I have to say, okay, you're going to have to move your, what is it that you move? And to me, that just feels kind of strange, I guess. You know, I want the students to know what I expect and what they need to do when they come in. And so I knew that was one thing that I was really lacking in my library this year that I really wanted to work on. And so I actually went to a conference back in the summer, I believe, and someone was talking about Class Dojo and how they used it in the library. And I had heard of Class Dojo at another conference that I had gone to, a technology conference a couple years prior, but I never really thought about using it in the library until she started talking about it and started showing the functions. And so today I'm just going to tell you about how I use Class Dojo and what positive effects it's had on my library this year. With Class Dojo, it's very easy to reinforce the behaviors that you want to see in the library, and it's also easy to tie a reward system to the points. As you know, in the library, we have a very limited amount of time to cover important content, and so I also like to have a reward system. Some of you have probably seen my article about behavior management in the library. I'll also put a link to that for you in the show notes. But, you know, what was happening is that it was very inconsistent. I would choose someone one week, and then I would try to remember who I chose the last week and choose somebody different. And, you know, it wasn't necessarily always based on merit. I mean, I wasn't giving it to someone who was misbehaving, but at the same time, I didn't really feel like it was a fair system. I felt like it was too much, you know, partiality on my part. And so I didn't want to do that. And so I knew I had to figure something else out. And so here's how it works. The very first thing that you want to do is you need to sign up for Class Dojo. And I believe you have to do that using your school email account, because it is free for educators, but they need to verify that you are an educator. So you'll need to use your school email. The next thing you'll do is confirm your account, and you just click the link in your email. It will email a confirmation link to you. And next is the sort of time-consuming part. You'll have to enter in all of your student names by homeroom if that's how you organize at your school. That's how I organize. That's how my students come to me. And so each homeroom has their own class in the Class Dojo. And so as a special area teacher, that's what we call them at my school, I do see the entire school, and so I had to type the names in of the entire school. There is a way to copy and paste the names in, but I have not actually tried this, so I'm not sure how well it works. The only information I had on my students was a last name first, and I wasn't really sure if that would transfer over well. So I went ahead and typed mine. It doesn't take a super long time if you type fairly quickly. You know, you just type in their name, push enter, type in the next name, push enter, type in the next name, push enter. And I just do first names and last initials. The avatars, those are the little pictures that come up when you type in the students' names. They're little colorful monsters. They're really cute. The students really like them. It automatically assigns a monster to the student, and so you don't have to worry about, you know, is it pink, is it blue, is it green, or whatever. It automatically assigns. There is a way to change the avatars. If you would like to give your students you can print them out each a code, and they use that code, they type it in from home or from another computer, and they can change that avatar if you want to give them the ability to do that. I don't do that at my school just because, you know, I have 300 students and it would take a lot of time, so I don't do that. But if you wanted to do that, you could. And some teachers that I know of even use it as a reward system. So maybe if you get so many points on the Class Dojo, maybe you can change your avatar. So it's sort of like a reward system. Once the students are entered, you will need to customize your behaviors. And so what that means is you're going to tell the Class Dojo, okay, these are the behaviors, the positive behaviors that I want to reinforce. So these are the behaviors that I will award my students a positive point for. Okay, so mine, for instance, some of the behaviors that I want to reinforce, for me, it's sitting in the correct seat, using a shelf marker during library checkout time, reading quietly, putting your materials away, being a good library citizen. And what I mean by that is maybe you see a piece of trash in the floor that doesn't belong to you and you put it away. Maybe you see a book lying on the table or floor that no one is reading or looking at. Maybe you stick that in the book drop. Those kind of things. It's sort of a caught being good kind of thing for me. And then the next thing you do is you're going to click, or you're going to type in your negative behaviors. And for the negative behaviors, what I do is I just think about the battles that I fight every week. And you won't think of everything when you're initially typing this in, because I add things to mine all the time that I think of later. But some of the behaviors that I want to discourage in my library are calling out, disrespecting library equipment. Maybe they're throwing a book. Maybe they hit somebody with a shelf marker. Things of that nature. Leaning back in the chairs. I really, really don't like this. My students do this all the time. I've had people flip out of them several times, and I really, really don't like that. And so if I see that, I will take a point away on the Class Dojo. And also, not sitting in the correct seat, having a messy work area, touching or hitting other people, another huge, huge pet peeve of mine. Being off task, talking during silent reading time, things of that nature. So once you get all your behaviors in, the next thing that you are going to do is you just pull up the class, whichever class that you're working with at the time, pull them up on the smart board if you have one, and start awarding points. It's really that simple. Each of the children's avatars are going to show up on the screen, their little icon with their name beside it. And all you need to do to award points is you just push on their name, or their little square, it will say their name on it. You push on the square, you push positive or negative, and you push the icon that shows what they are doing or not doing, you know, just according to whatever behavior you're seeing. And so what happens then, if it's a positive behavior, a little green number, like a number one, for instance, if they have 1 point, will show up beside their name. If it's a negative behavior, if they have 0 starting out and you give them a negative point, it will turn red and it will say -1. And so it's a very visual representation of what the class is doing at that exact time. So you can look up at any time and see who is following the rules and who is not. And what I really like about the Class Dojo is that it will save this information for you. And so in the future, if you ever have a problem with a particular student, and maybe your principal says, well, you know, I understand you're having this problem, but can you give me any documentation? And you can say, yes, as a matter of fact, I can. You can pull up their report from, say, Wednesday, October 2nd, and say, well, you know, this person he or she was leaning back in their chair, they were disrespecting the library equipment, and they also received a negative point for hitting or touching other people. And so it will save, I'm not really sure how long that it saves the information because I've only been using it for a couple months now, but I think it will save it for several months. So like I said, that could be powerful documentation if you're needing some information like that. So the first thing you want to do is once you get your Class Dojo set up and you get it up on the board, you do want to demonstrate this for the students. You know, really explain it to them, tell them what can earn them a positive point, explain what will earn them a negative point, and just demonstrate, you know, start pushing on their names. You can also award multiple students. And so, for instance, if the entire class comes into the library quietly, I might go up and push award all students. You select all, and then you award them all a positive point for coming in quietly. And that would give it to every single person in the class. Say maybe everyone comes in quietly, but maybe two students do not. You can award everyone except for those two students. And I think the way you do that is by selecting all and then just deselecting the one or two people that you do not want to give points to. There's a way to mark absences. If you were using this in a normal classroom, you know, I would recommend doing that because you don't want to give points to people who are not there, obviously. But in the library, you know, just as busy as my schedule is, I do not mark absences at this time. When you give a point, it does give a noise or it makes a noise. And so you want to make sure that your speakers are turned on your smart board or on your computer. And if it is a positive point, it will make a positive noise. I'm not going to try to demonstrate. You guys can get on there and see that. And if it is a negative point, it will make another noise that shows that it's negative. And the students, they really, really respond to this. You can even give points and take them away without even saying anything. And that's what I do a lot of times. You know, when the students are in the library, I'll just go up to the board and just touch it and give somebody a plus or minus. And it will immediately say, you know, Bradley gets plus one for reading quietly. It will say their name and what they did to earn a point or what they did to get a point taken away. And so the students really respond to this. Even if you don't say a word, if they hear that noise, their eyes automatically go up to the board. And I think that it encourages them to do the behaviors that you want to see them doing. And I've found that it's really, really worked out well for me in my library this year. The way that I do the points is I reset them each week in the library. I see my students two times a week. I see them once for checkout for 20 minutes, and I see them on a separate day for class time for 35 minutes. And so what I do with my Class Dojo is I set it up and I reset the points every week. And so when you go into your class, at the very top, it will say reset points. And I do that once a week. I tie it to my reward system. I bought a lot of scented bookmarks and pencils this year to use as rewards. And so if a student gets 5 points in a week, they can earn a scented bookmark or pencil. If a student earns 7 points in a week, which is kind of difficult to do, they get a prize out of the treasure box. And so there are different ways to earn points besides behavior things in my library. You can also earn points for making a 100 on accelerator reader test if you show someone else and you're in the library. I do limit that to 2 points because sometimes I have kids come in and want to take like 10 tests, you know, so they can get in the treasure box. I don't recommend doing that because that makes it a points contest. But I do allow them to get up to 2 points per class period for taking accelerator reader test and making 100 in the library. If the students get an excessive amount of negative points, which I haven't really had this happen yet, I will report that to the homeroom teacher. And if it is really severe, I might even call home. Other ideas, like I said, you can give students, if they aren't earn a certain number of points, you can allow them to change that avatar or their icon. You could give them maybe a Book Fair buck, like I talked about in my Adopt a Shelf program. If you've not checked that out, be sure to do so. And, you know, you might just come up with some other incentives for your library based on what your students enjoy or what you have on hand. And so I've found this to be really effective so far. Another cool thing about Class Dojo is that it does have a parent feature. And what that means is that you can email behavior reports to parents. I, in the library, probably would not do this. Of course, I would not do it for every student. It would be very overwhelming if maybe every teacher in the building was using Class Dojo and they're getting 10 different behavior reports a week. You know, that's going to be a little bit overwhelming for a parent. But if maybe you're having a student that's just having a really hard time in the library, and sometimes this happens, maybe you could add in the parent email, get their permission, so you can see exactly, so he or she, the parents, can see exactly which behaviors that their child is struggling with in the library. Okay, so let's talk about some pros of using Class Dojo in the library. First of all, it evens the playing field when it comes to rewards. I told you earlier that before, you know, I try to make it fair, I try to choose a different student, or oftentimes I would just miss students who, you know, the quiet ones that are always following the rules, but it seemed like I would always miss them because if someone was unusually following the rules, it seemed like I wanted to give the incentive to them. And so this really helps to sort of even the playing field. Also, it's very simple to use. I, in fact, even have my students give themselves points. You know, I might be up at the circulation desk or helping somebody find a book, and I see someone using their shelf marker, so I might say, hey, Haley, go give yourself a point for using a shelf marker correctly. And once you say that again, the other students start doing the behavior that you want them to do because they see that other people are getting points for that behavior. And so that's just another type of reinforcement. Also, I have those students give themselves negative points. If they have a late book, if they are sitting in the wrong seat, leaning back in their chair, I'll say, hey, Josh, go give yourself a negative point because you were leaning back in your chair. And again, that reinforces the positive behaviors because the other students who may be doing the same thing are going to stop doing that. Another strategy you might use, if you're anything like me and your library is crazy during checkout time and you're the only adult in there like me, you might have another student, you might assign a student and say, you know, would you mind to give the points to the class today? You can choose who gets positive, you can choose who gets negative based on the behaviors that you see. I know some people who do this. I have not tried this yet, but I know some people who do. I believe there is an app where you can use maybe an iPhone or iPad, I'm not sure about the Android system, where you can remotely change the points, and you can even do it from another computer. As long as you have the class pulled up on the smart board computer, if you're at the circulation desk computer, for instance, and you want to change the points, you can change them at the circulation desk and they'll show up on the smart board. You just have to make sure you're on the right class. So that's some ideas for you there. Another pro of using Class Dojo is it helps keep everyone on task. Usually, like I said, all I have to do is take a point away from a couple of students and the other ones get the hint. It doesn't take them long. They are very responsive to the sounds and they're very responsive to seeing the points by their name. They really, really want to get those points. Next, it reinforces positive library behaviors. Students are a lot more willing to pick up a piece of garbage, pick up a book, use a shelf marker if they think they're going to get a point for it. They may not always get a point for it, and you know, I'll have a lot of times somebody will say, "I'm using a shelf marker correctly. You know, can I go give myself a point?" And I'll say, "No, it's kind of a caught being good kind of thing, and so you may want to set up some rules for that." And finally, I like Class Dojo because it keeps the records of points awarded throughout the year. And like I said earlier, that could be very meaningful documentation one day for if you're having trouble with a particular student or students. So just keep that in mind as you use it, that you can look at those reports. At the end of each class, when you click on End Class, it will show you a little circle chart, and it will show you what percentage of points were positive and what percentage of points were negative. And it will also show you specific students who received the points. So that's a pretty cool feature as well. There are a few cons of using Class Dojo. I mean, it's an awesome program. It's free. There's not a whole lot of bad things I can say about it. But as I said earlier, some students do get kind of obsessed with the points, and they'll constantly say, "Can I get a point for this? Can I get a point for that?" And so I would up front, if I had it to do over, I would say, you know, if you ask me if you can get a point, then you might get a negative point. And so that might get the point across, no pun intended, that you can't just constantly ask for points, because that gets a little bit overwhelming sometimes. Also, like I said earlier, using ClassDojo, it can be a little bit overwhelming in the library because everything is very hectic. I do try to remember to give students points for positive behaviors, but sometimes it's hard. And I think it goes back to everybody doesn't get rewarded for everything. And you have to explain this to the students sometimes. You know, they want, if they're doing something right, they want to get a prize for it. And it's just like if I'm driving down the highway and I'm following the speed limit, you know, I don't always get a prize. But if I'm exceeding the speed limit, I may get a ticket. So it's the same kind of thing when it comes to schools and rewards, things like that. You know, you don't get rewarded for every little thing. Sometimes students get a little bit disappointed when they don't get a reward. And like I said, I try to explain this up front that, you know, you don't always get rewarded for doing the right thing. You should do the right thing anyway. Another con is, as far as I can tell, there's no way to import or export student list. And what I mean by that is our music teacher, for example, he would like to use ClassDojo, and he also has the same classes, the same students that I do. And so one day he said to me, well, can I import your list that you've already typed in? And I'm like, well, I don't think so. I don't see any way to do that. And so he would either have to copy and paste from a list or type in each student name individually. So if ClassDojo, if you happen to be listening, if you could add in that feature where you can maybe copy another teacher's list over to your list, that would be fantastic. And finally, the last con of using ClassDojo, and this is really not the fault of ClassDojo, it is hard to keep student lists updated because students are constantly moving in and out of the school. But like I said, this is something that ClassDojo can't really control. And it's just like in your library checkout system. I mean, you just have to get it done somehow. And the students will tell you, trust me, when their names are up there, they will let you know if their name is not up there. And so I make an effort to try to add them in immediately when they start telling me that their name is not on it. Because if I don't, I forget. And it just... it's hard to get all that done. So just be aware of that you will have to add and delete students as the school year goes on. Overall, I would absolutely recommend ClassDojo to school librarians who want to improve the behavior in their libraries. This was a major initiative of mine this year. Not that I had extremely bad behavior, but there were just some habits that the students had that I really wanted to break. And so this has really kind of helped me to do that. Are you using ClassDojo in your library? I would love for you to leave a comment on the podcast. Tell us how you're using it. Are you tying it to a reward system and how that is working out for you? So finally, I just want to thank you for listening to the Elementary Librarian Podcast. Do you know a librarian who has great ideas to share? I'm always looking for awesome guests on the podcast. Please visit elementarylibrarian.com/podcastguest and let me know. I do have several awesome interviews lined up. I'm just having a little bit of trouble getting people's schedules to fall in line with mine. We're just having some scheduling issues, but I do have some really, really exciting guests lined up and some really awesome things to talk about, some ideas for you. If this podcast has been helpful to you, I would really, really appreciate your review on iTunes. It does help me out to get my podcast higher up in the ratings so that more people can see it and more people can listen. And so if it is helpful to you, please leave a review on iTunes. I appreciate your very honest feedback about the show, how I can make it better. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you don't miss out on an episode. And make sure that you're subscribed to my email list, because I do send out free materials at least monthly. And also, I will let you know when there's new podcasts coming up and new exciting things on elementarylibrarian.com. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day.
For listening to the Elementary Librarian Podcast, brought to you by ElementaryLibrarian.com.